What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Show today, it is Friday, October 21st, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a crazy week. And I don't know, just the further along we go, the weirder the world seems to be getting around us here. Anyway, it's another busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to cover here before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And Mike is in our control room taking care of business, keeping us up and running. And, well, let's get right on into it. The numbers ahead of the midterm elections are shifting dramatically. In fact, we're getting complaints from the seismology lab at Berkeley saying, can you guys cut it out? You know, you're breaking our equipment here. And there is a new poll out, a Harvard-Harris poll, and you're not going to believe this one, okay? 22% of Democrats think Biden is unfit for office. Okay, I mean, that's really quite a terrible situation. 68% of Republican voters think Biden is too old to be president, and 35% of Democrats agree. They're getting sick of the gerontocracy that we are all thrashing out underneath here. Now, we've been talking a lot about Fetterman and John Fetterman, and he's apparently got some issues. He had a stroke just the week before he won the state's primary, and he's been having some difficulty since then, and people are wondering what's going to happen, and if he gets elected, what's going to go on. Joe Biden appeared to suggest that Fetterman's wife, Giselle, would serve in the Senate seat. And, yeah, I guess under the laws of inheritance, that might be true, but that Senate seat does not belong to John Fetterman, or for that matter, Joe Biden. It belongs to the American people. And, you know, if we wanted Giselle Fetterman to be in the U.S. Senate, we'd be voting for Giselle Fetterman. So I'm not entirely sure this is necessarily a solution that works for the betterment of the country. Once again, at a rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden seemed to get lost on stage again. He just was trying to turn around and find the exit. And this was just 1 month after the similar incident at his speech at the United Nations. And, yeah, there's an issue there. I think it's pretty much obvious to everybody at this particular point here. Now, Biden was out in Ohio. Well, actually, this happened at the event for John Fetterman in Philadelphia, and Joe Biden had been asked the question about, you know, it was Tim Ryan making a mistake for not wanting Biden to campaign with him, and apparently this is a very touchy subject. And, you know, Biden was out there saying, that's not true. There have been 15 Democratic politicians who want me on the stage with him. And no, that's not a really good number when you consider how many Democrats are out there campaigning right now, because you're looking at one-third of the Senate and the entire House of Representatives, okay, and only 15 of them said, yeah, Joe, come on, share the stage with me. That's amazing here. Now, Joe Biden, when he was at the Fetterman event, claimed that there were six Senate Republicans who secretly agree with him about the state of the Republican Party, but he couldn't name their names. And, you know, because the Democratic Party has got its own issues along with the Democratic Party. And so apparently Joe Biden is out there saying, well, we're all in agreement. The Republicans are this and the Republicans are that. I can almost smell the desperation coming out of DNC headquarters. They know they're in for a shellacking here. Now, do you remember that computer repair store that began that whole Hunter Biden laptop brouhaha, if you will? The story ran on the New York Post. The New York Post was deplatformed from all social media, trying to keep the story from spreading because it broke just before the 2020 presidential election. And voters said, had they known about what was on Hunter Biden's laptop, they wouldn't have voted for Joe. So they were trying to keep that covered up. And along the way, the owner of the computer repair shop, who has ultimately been driven out of business, filed a defamation lawsuit in a Delaware court on Monday, because the media and the politicians were saying all kinds of bad things about him, and defamation lawsuits are the new fashion trend in our litigious society. And so he's named CNN. The Biden presidential campaign are in that suit, along with several other high-profile figures and news outlets. And I hope he wins his lawsuit, because, you know, there is a lot of defamation going on. Now, right now, the defamers, the major defamers, are still being protected, but that may change here, especially as more and more information comes out about the fact that the 2020 election was, in fact, stolen, and that the COVID vaccines really are dangerous, because we had the corporate media screaming about us and the independent media saying, oh, they're a bunch of conspiracy wackos, and, you know, what size tinfoil hat do you wear, and so forth and so on. So, there's room there, especially if the GOP sweeps Congress. There's going to be a lot of room out there for defamation lawsuits, class action lawsuits, for everyone who was denounced as a liar and an idiot and the rest of it, for trying to get the facts out there to the American people. So we're going to have a fun time. Okay, whoops, sorry about that. Didn't mean to hit that microphone there. All right, now, U.S. Congresswoman Barbara Lee was the only member of Congress that voted against the invasion of Afghanistan all the way back in 2001. And she is renewing a legislative push to pass a resolution to limit the White House's ability to wage war. Now, how did we get into this mess? Well, the Constitution makes it very clear that only Congress has the authority to declare war. Okay, the president just can't go on out and you know, start a war wherever he wants. Yes, he's got a limited amount of authority under the War Powers Act, but only for a limited period of time, after which Congress must convene and say, is this a good war for us to be in or not? Now, back when we were getting ready, and I'm using we loosely because I didn't agree with this, back when the country, the government, was getting ready to invade Iraq, there was this resolution that passed Congress. It was the 2002 authorization for the use of military force. It was sort of a carte blanche pre-event license for the president to simply declare war wherever they want. And George Bush did, in fact, use it to start the war in Iraq. And by the way, as a side note, he actually lied in his letter of transmittal to Congress, saying that they did have proof that Iraq was behind 9/11. And of course, that turned out to be false and the rest of it. So here we are with these authorizations for the use of military force, and it has been abused numerous times in the intervening years. So Barbara Lee is out there saying it is time to restore the war authority back to Congress as it is specified in the Constitution of the United States of America, and I heartily agree, especially when we have presidents who are missing a few marbles up there. All right. Now, the Justice Department is asking Congress for an additional $34 million in extra funding to continue the investigation into the events of January 6th and bring these rioters to justice, which I interpret as admission that the investigation hasn't really found anything substantive. And, you know, we could spend that money investigating Hunter Biden and his laptop. That would be money better spent, I think. They're just going to drag this out and try and exploit it for the news value. And, of course, they have now subpoenaed Donald Trump. That may turn out to be a huge, huge mistake because Trump has agreed to testify only if it's carried on live national TV so that his testimony cannot be creatively edited by the committee to make him look bad. Okay. And, you know, unfortunately, having been part of it, I know the technology to manipulate images and video is definitely out there and it's very good. And I'm sure they'll buy the very best to go after Donald Trump. All right. Now, one of the victims of the January 6th hoax is named Alfredo Luna on social media, who calls himself Alpha Warrior. And he's basically one of the people who has been locked up, supposedly for taking part in an attempted insurrection against the government on January 6th. Now, Luna himself is a former Marine. He enlisted right after 9/11. And not only did he enlisted as a code 0311 or a rifleman infantryman, which basically guarantees you will wind up on the front lines. You know, there are actually people who enlist in the military and say, yes, put me in combat. I want to look like John Wayne and so forth and so on here. And following his stint in the Marines, Alfredo Luna became a police officer serving his community, Southern California, for 14 years. He earned the Medal of Valor during this time, and that is the highest award in this nation given to public service officers. This is a real American hero right there. And he got arrested by the January 6th witch hunt there for controversial tweets. That's it. They don't have anything else on him. He didn't break any windows. He didn't shoot Ashley Babbitt. You know, he wasn't carrying a bomb or placing a bomb. He just put out some tweets saying there's something funny about all of this. And by golly, they rounded him up, threw him in prison. And, of course, his family is having a hard time getting by without him. There's actually a fundraiser going on to keep the family in their home and keep them fed while this whole disaster starts to unravel around them here. All right. Steve Bannon has been sentenced by a federal judge, Carl Nichols, for defying the January 6th committee subpoena. He has being sent to prison for 4 months, okay, and let's see, 4 months in jail, along with a $6,500 fine, and, you know, Bannon got off lightly because the maximum penalty for this defying a subpoena from the House Democrats could be 5 years in prison, but he's only going to be gone for 4 months, and I expect when he gets on back, we're going to hear a lot from Steve Bannon, you know. So, you know, he's a new martyr, and we seem to be collecting martyrs to the cause of freedom and restoration of the republic, left and right. They're just all over the place here. Okay, now a former FBI official is getting ready to testify before Congress about whether she pushed agents to inaccurately reclassify cases in response to the Biden administration allegedly pressuring the FBI to label more cases as domestic violent extremism and white supremacist. Okay, we don't have enough real domestic violent extremists. We don't have enough white supremacists to scare people, so we're just going to make them up here. So, littering? Oh, no, you're a white supremacist, and so forth and so on. So the interview is part of a Republican investigation into claims by whistleblowers that the FBI falsely labeled cases to support the Biden administration's propaganda of a growing domestic terror threat following the January 6th Capitol protest. So this is all theater. It's all a big, huge, our production would do Cecil B. DeMille proud to see the complexity of this one here. Meanwhile, President Biden has expressed support for the idea of federally funded leave and child care services for women seeking abortions. And this is according to Axios. The Pentagon is stepping on in and saying that they will fund travel for service members to states that allow abortions. Okay, so if you're in a state that has really strict abortion laws, which Indiana now has, and you got careless with your birth control, the Pentagon will pick up the airfare for you to go to a state like California where you can get rid of the kid in any manner that suits you at that time. Meanwhile, Oprah Winfrey is out there stumping for Stacey Abrams. And Oprah Winfrey plans a virtual fundraiser for Abrams, who appeared to suggest that abortions could help reduce inflation with the Georgia governor race going down to the wire. They're neck and neck on that one. So we'll see what's going to happen if Oprah's star power is as great as they think it is. Okay, Ron DeSantis made a surprise appearance at a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert, completely unannounced, and the crowd just went completely crazy, showing up. He's a very, very popular individual. And I can understand why. You know, he's basically saying enough with all of this COVID nonsense and immigration nonsense. We've got to get back to taking care of this country and the legal citizenry. All right. Over at Zero Hedge, there was an article by Victor Davis Hanson, who denies election results, because we've been hearing for the last almost 2 years now, the Democrats screaming, oh, you're all election deniers. You know, you can't accept that Joe Biden won that election. It's a terrible thing for you to do. But this article points on out that, first of all, there's been a lot of election fraud in our history. There's no question about that. And that generally the people most vocal about denying the results of an election tend to be the Democrats, not the Republicans here. And let's see, the 1800, 1824, 1876, and 1960 elections were all understandably questioned. There was reasons to ask what the heck was really going on. And I would add the Obama election as well, okay? And in some of these cases, a partisan House of Representatives decided the winner. Former presidential candidate Al Gore in 2000 did not accept the popular vote results in Florida. He spent 5 weeks, you know, contesting the state's tally until the Supreme Court stepped on in and simply declared Bush was the winner. And what's really interesting about that, if you read the Supreme Court decision, at the very bottom of it, it said this decision may not be used as a precedent in any other cases where elections are being challenged. So it was a one-time decision that favored George Bush. And, you know, Al Gore then went on to fame and fortune, claiming that we're all heating up the world here. In 2004, Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat, and 31 Democratic House members voted not to certify the Ohio election results in order to try and overturn the election. After 2016, crackpot Democratic orthodoxy for years was that Trump had colluded with Russia to steal certain victory from Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, the bottom line here is it doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're Democrat or independent or a member of my new party, the Wild Party. We have to have honest elections, honest, verifiable, trustworthy elections, or we just don't have a country. We've become a pot of gold awarded to that criminal that can steal the most votes. And I think we've all been stolen from far, far enough to allow that to continue for much longer. All right, getting into the world of social media, Elon Musk has announced that he's going to lay off about three-quarter of Twitter employees, total of 5,500 staffers. They're already all over Twitter saying, oh, how can he do this to us? You know, we're loyal liberals and everything. Well, that's kind of heart of the problem right there. Meanwhile, the Biden administration claims they're unaware of the investigations into Elon Musk's ventures on the grounds of national security. You know, is SpaceX a threat to national security? If he gets Twitter, will that be a threat to national security? Are Tesla automobiles a threat to national security? This is harassment, plain and simple. They don't want Twitter to fall under the control of any conservative anywhere. And they are getting desperate out there. They really, really are. All right, so let's talk about COVID, the gift that keeps on giving, especially if you own stock in a pharmaceutical industry. The CDC has now voted to add COVID-19 vaccinations to the children's immunization schedule. In other words, along with all the other, 30, 40 shots that your kid has to have, you will also have to have the COVID shot recorded on your little card, or your children will not be allowed to go to school. Given the pile of evidence that these shots are harmful, including to young people, I would say homeschooling is going to become very trendy and fashionable, and that's certainly what I would suggest. And remember, the CDC makes a huge amount of money off of this mandatory vaccination of your children so that they can go to school, because CDC owns the patents on many of those vaccines. So they get a piece of the action every time somebody sticks a needle in your kid there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary. Liberty-Lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We are living. And I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the fact that the CDC has just voted to add the COVID vaccine to the list of mandatory vaccines your child must have before you enroll him in a public school here. And hard on the heels of that information, it was an announcement from Pfizer that they are going to quadruple the price of their COVID vaccines. Okay, so it is all about the Benjamins. What can I tell you? Now, Ron DeSantis, one of the reasons that crowd at the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert went crazy is DeSantis is promising there will be no children's COVID vaccine mandate to attend school in Florida. So he is drawing the red line, or the red needle, if you will, and saying, no, it's not going to happen here. And, you know, it might not be too early for you to start talking about your state governments or talk to your state governments about this and say, you know, look, these, vaccines are still experimental. They're being used under emergency use authorizations. None of them have actually been approved by the FDA. Only one has been approved by the FDA, and oddly enough, it's not available in this country. So that's an issue there. All right, story coming out of the Gateway Pundit, new study coming out of Germany, and they have discovered that one out of every 780 German children under five winds up in the hospital following the Pfizer mRNA COVID shots. And so you might say, well, you know, one out of 780, that's not too bad, unless you're the parents of that one, okay? And so the Germans are saying we need to rethink this as well. One of the examples of how this is working, it was a story, it was a Twitter feed, Mommy Make It Stop. And I linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com, but basically it's an 11-year-old girl, just 5 minutes after getting the shot, said she couldn't hear, couldn't feel her ears. She passed out. About 5 minutes later, she woke up again. She had a seizure for 5 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, that's what's going on out there. Whatever purpose, besides making money, that these vaccines are serving, they are harming people beyond all doubt. Okay. Story coming on out of your destination now. The Coast Guard has been accused of illegally using an automated system to mass deny 99% of religious waivers for the vaccine mandate. Okay, in other words, you fill out your paperwork. I'm in the Coast Guard here, and I have a religious objection to a vaccine, and it goes into a machine, comes back out of the machine. Nope, not recognized. Get your shot. They're not even actually putting a human being in charge of this process anymore. Okay, and as if we have not learned a lesson, and clearly we have not, story out of Asia Times, the U.S. government is funding killer COVID research just again. And this article came out on the heels of the revelation that Boston University had created a COVID variant with an 80% mortality rate, clearly gain of function. Okay, and they've issued a research paper and said, yeah, this is what's really going on. And we're now getting a confirmation of sorts here. This is from Blacklisted News, where the White House has launched an $88 billion national biodefense strategy. Now, that's very clever wording, because the way this scam works is they're saying, our job is to protect you from biological weapons, but we have to invent the biological weapons so we can figure out how to protect you from them. That's how they get around certain prohibitions in the international law about what's going on. And so they're looking at the COVID-19 and saying, you know, what lessons can be learned? Well, one lesson that can be learned but is being ignored, again, the Gateway Pundit. There was a scientific article published back on the 20th of October, and it analyzed what are called restriction sites of COVID-19, where the cutting and pasting markers for viruses constructed in a laboratory are to be found. It's like if you've got a little cardboard cutout and there's a notch there where you begin to tear it. It's kind of like that. Or a ketchup packet at the restaurant. There's a little a pre-cut to make it easier to get in there. Now, these cut and paste markers do not occur naturally. They are just not found out there at all. But they are common in lab-assembled viruses, and they are found in COVID-19. The conclusion is obvious. This thing was made in a laboratory. Now, whether it was deliberately released to make a lot of money for the pharmaceutical industry, or if somebody just got careless and dropped a test tube, we'll probably never really know. But there is no question that COVID-19 is an artificial creation by a bunch of mad scientists fueled with your tax dollars here. In other medical issues, there is a renewed interest in what are called telomeres. And these are bits of extraneous genetic material at the end of every DNA chain. And as you age, they lose molecules. And the idea is that telomeres are directly related to how healthy you are. So renewed interest in that. We got to take another break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with health issues. And I know COVID's everywhere, COVID and flashing signs and whatnot. But there's another issue, and it has to do with respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Now, this is a common cold virus. It's generally associated with severe disease in young children and older adults. And for some reason, there's been an unprecedented rise in the number of cases of this illness all across the country. Now, there's a caveat there, because in this article that we're seeing here from CNN, no less, they're acknowledging these cases are all being detected by PCR tests. And they're saying they've more than tripled over the last 2 months. Now, the caveat there, of course, is the PCR test has not proven to be all that reliable in dealing with COVID. And according to one of its inventors, co-inventor, it was never intended to be a diagnostic tool. But that's what they're using out there, and they're sounding the alarm over this RSV, and no doubt there's going to be a new vaccine available to protect your children from the scourge of, whatever batch of letters they throw together for the next one. All right, turning to the international news, and things are getting a little crazy out there. Russia has said that they continue to hit Ukrainian energy and military sites over the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, with Belarus having sort of come into the war on Russia's side, Ukraine is now watching for a Russian attack coming from Belarus, intended to disrupt the Ukrainian military supply lines, which would be a good tactic to be using, because not only if you cut the lines, the war stops working, but also Ukraine now has to look in two directions. They have to look to the north as well as toward the east, and so that's not a good development for Zelensky, who is probably already out there saying, well, we're going to need more of those American taxpayer dollars, you know, keep ourselves safe here and so forth. All right, story coming out of Zero Hedge, and again, prefaced with the idea that truth is the first casualty of war. The United States is claiming that Iranian troops are directly engaged in Crimea. And the European Union has sanctioned Tehran for drone deliveries. Now, the Kremlin has denied that they're getting material from Iran. They made a point yesterday of saying their drones are domestically produced. They have their own drone factories. They don't need to be buying drones from other countries there. But that's the latest talking point coming out of the war machine here in the United States. Okay, and let's see. Yeah, we already talked about that. Let's see. Lawmakers are looking to pass $50 billion, with a B, dollars in new Ukraine aid before the next Congress. Now, to me, this is a tacit admission that the Democrats know they are not going to keep control of Congress following next month's midterm elections. And so they're going to try and just ram through as much money for Ukraine as they can before Inauguration Day next year. And they're going to, you know, going to be capable of a great deal of mischief. You know, if they're losing Congress anyway, if they're all going to go on to some other job in January, well, then why not just, you know, put the pedal to the metal and cause all kinds of problems there? All right. NATO is trying to speed up their arms transfers to Ukraine, trying to beat the winter. Now, remember, winter works very well for the Russians. It certainly did against Napoleon. It certainly did against Adolf Hitler. And, you know, they're getting ready for winter, and NATO is just, you know, piling on more and more equipment for Ukraine to try and get through the winter months here. All right. Now, yesterday we reported that British Prime Minister Liz Truss had stepped down after just 44 days in office. She's now the shortest serving prime minister in UK history. And so everybody's saying, well, who's going to get that job? And yesterday I was joking, well, you know, Boris Johnson is looking for a job here. And I should have put some money down on that, because according to womensystems.com, Boris Johnson is expected to step into the race to become prime minister again. And it really is a circus over there, isn't it, here? Over in Paris, things are getting very, very tight. The Parisians, in fact, all of France are rioting over the cost of living. Businesses have been smashed. There have been outright battles with the police. And it's just utter mayhem. And what's really kind of interesting is this whole economic crisis is a direct result of Biden's wanting to go head-to-head with Russia and its economy and the sanctions and cut off the oil and the rest of it. And I think the French are finally realizing that the American government wasn't really thinking very much about them when they endorsed these policies here. Okay, the ACLU has asked the Supreme Court to review a lower court's ruling that upheld an Arkansas state law penalizing companies that boycott Israel. We've been seeing all of this stuff all across the country. Oh, it's against the law to boycott Israel and so forth and so on. And so the ACLU is saying it's time to settle this once and for all. And they're going to take it before the Supreme Court. Now, boycotts have long been recognized as a nonviolent form of protest, and hence it's protected speech under the First Amendment. And that's exactly what the ACLU is saying that the appeals court violated with this decision that no, you can't boycott Israel. You know, you're an anti-Semite if you don't buy Israeli products. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, the United States is considering joint weapons production with Taiwan because of deliveries being slowed down by the Ukraine war and the inavailability of a lot of container shipping vessels across the Pacific. So what they're looking at doing is just setting up factories, joint Taiwanese-U.S. factories. Meanwhile, Taiwan has signed a deal with the United States to maintain their arsenal of Patriot missiles. And according to the South China Morning Post, the five-year contract is worth $77.8 million and will involve technicians from Lockheed Martin and Raytheon to basically go to Taiwan through the year 2027, assuming it's still there. Okay. This next one is kind of weird. The U.S. State Department is funding drag shows in Ecuador with your money. To promote diversity and inclusion. And this is coming from Fox News. And I don't know about you, that's really, I don't pay taxes for that kind of stuff. You know, I want good roads, good rails, good infrastructure. I want clean water coming out of that faucet when I turn it on. You know, just really basic stuff like that. And the government, of course, you know, I suppose if I had that many trillions of dollars to play around with, I might just let it go to my head and say, yes, we're going to fund drag shows in Ecuador, and so forth and so on here. Probably somebody somewhere is siphoning off part of that cash as a political bribe. A lot of that is going on here. Getting into the economic news here, and the news continues to be kind of bad. They did have a good day on the stock market with the Dow ending 748 points up. So that was a good day for the investors. They have their little happy weekend where they can relax and have fun here. But the housing crisis is continuing. The cost of a long-term mortgage is now above, well, it's almost 7%. This is the highest rate since 2002. It in turn has triggered a steep decline in home sales. Meanwhile, speaking of homes, over in San Francisco, which used to be an absolutely wonderful, beautiful city, and it isn't anymore, sadly, there are currently 61,000 vacant homes in San Francisco where people just said, I can't deal with this anymore. We're leaving. We're going on out of here. We're going to go move to Santa Claus, Indiana. And so they're out there. And, of course, the first question that occurs to me is there any way to, like, move some of these homeless people who are U.S. citizens, into these vacant properties, you know, so that, you know, in exchange for, like, maintaining them. Keep the place clean, keep it repaired, you can live here, and so forth and so on. So we'll see what happens. But the modern image of the U.S. economy is rapidly turning into something I predicted several years ago, where you'll see, you know, a beautiful home that it has been locked up and foreclosed and camped out in front of it a whole bunch of homeless people. And to me, that kind of an image says something has gone horribly, horribly wrong with the economy of the United States of America. All right. Over at BlackRock, they're facing a little bit of a backlash here. They're trying to implement an environmental social governance policy, or ESG, and states are starting to divest from BlackRock. This is, we're not going to leave our money there with you here. And this is another example of go woke, get broke. And BlackRock, which is this asset management company, it's gone all in on this social credit system based on environment. And they're starting to realize what happens when you ignore the fiduciary duty to clients in favor of social activism. And according to the Daily Wire, the state of Missouri is the latest BlackRock client to divest its state pension funds from the woke investment firm. Woke is really bad for business, and it's amazing how long it's taking some of these businesses to realize that. Okay, now the... you know, we've got prices rising in the stores dramatically. The Federal Reserve seems intent on blowing up the U.S. economy. And, you know, Biden is releasing more oil from the petroleum reserve and so forth and so on. And the predictions are that oil will surge by more than $30 a barrel to well over $100 after the midterms. Okay, because that's how incumbents work. They're going to do anything they can to make it look like the government and the economy is running well, including lying to you, flat out. And then, of course, after the midterms are over, and the politicians could care less about ordinary Americans, and that's when the payback begins here. Now, Republican officials have already slammed Joe Biden's intent to tap into the U.S. oil reserves again just weeks before the midterm elections. They're saying it's a political band-aid to try and rescue the Democratic chances. Because, again, Americans tend to vote with their wallets. And I think most Americans are smart enough to realize that this magic drop in the gasoline prices, while it's pleasant, it's not going to be permanent. And as soon as the election is over, things are going to really get very, very hard. We have seen this in the past. I'm old enough to have actually seen it with my own eyes. Oh, look at all the money that's pouring on out, and there's money for this and money for that. And then the election is over, and it all dries up. It's all gone away. Okay, having not learned anything from the problems with BlackRock, Australia's Commonwealth Bank has partnered with Kogo, which is a carbon management solutions company, to launch a new feature that links purchases through their plastic money to a customer's carbon footprint and then sends them a warning when they're going over the average. Okay, if you're buying something that is bad for the environment, they're going to warn you about it, and I presume at some point down the road they'll simply say the purchase is denied. You've used up your carbon allotment for the month, and you're going to have to wait till next month to get more food or whatever it was you were trying to get here. Meanwhile, people are looking at Saudi Arabia, which is making noises about joining the BRICS organization, and according to Fyodor Lukyanov, this basically shows the world is moving away from Western dollar dominance. And the fact of the matter is, throughout history, there has never been a currency that has survived being a global currency for very long. Before the dollar, it was the British pound sterling. And after the dollar, who knows what it's going to be. But these things do happen throughout history. Meanwhile, because of the cutbacks in energy, available energy, we're starting to see shutdowns in factories that produce aluminum, copper, iron, and steel. And they're being shut down and closed at an alarming rate because they simply cannot get the energy needed to make the products that they're selling here. Over in Europe, their fertilizer supply crunch continues to tighten after Yara International ASA announced yesterday that third quarter ammonia output was slashed due to skyrocketing natural gas prices, putting more upward pressure on food inflation. In other words, it's going to get worse. So, you know, stock up now because the food prices are going to be, you know, heading up. There's no stopping it. We're in serious trouble. Biden has driven this nation from the swamp into the quicksand, and we're all going down and struggling as hard as we can. Now, Tyler Perry has fired his entire accounting team when he discovered they'd mismanaged his finances and that the IRS actually owed him $9 million. A little bit of a whoopsie there. You know, good reason to always check your calculations twice here. Meanwhile, getting on to immigration and the border and dealing with that, the Afghan migrants that are coming across our southern border are now saying that workers from the United Nations have been giving them directions to the border. Apparently, the UN is down there in Central and South America saying, well, if you want to get to the U.S., here's a map, here's where you go. And so, yeah, this is definitely something that the UN is behind, blending us all together into one mass so they can say, well, there's no point in having national boundaries anymore. And, you know, it's all one people. So that's apparently where it's going. Now, something is really messed up here up in New York City because they've set up this migrant facility. It's there's huge tents all over the place. They've got big screen TVs, Xbox video game systems. They've got Wi-Fi. popcorn machines, foosball, laundry service, 24-hour snack availability, and culturally appropriate cuisine. In other words, the food just like Mother used to make here. And this is really upsetting the homeless Americans in New York, saying, why are they being treated like this? They're not supposed to be here. They're illegal immigrants. We're legal citizens, and we're living on the streets. Why aren't you taking care of us like that? And whatever is going on is going to be hard to find out, because according to Breitbart, journalists are not allowed in to this tent facility for the illegal migrants or illegal immigrants or whatever term you want to use for them. It's none of your business. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about immigration, and it turns out that an aide for New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been fired for saying that the optics of thousands of illegal immigrants arriving on buses from Texas are bad for President Joe Biden and for Mayor Adams, which happens to be true. But apparently, you're not allowed to say those kind of things when you're working for the mayor, and so he has been fired for speaking the truth here. All too common occurrence in the nation as of this time. Now, some of the migrants who are coming to the United States are coming from Afghanistan following the debacle there. And apparently a lot of them have been stuck in Guatemala. And they're waiting for the U.S. to keep its word to them and say, bring them into the country. But it's not happening. Now, getting into guns and gun laws here, this was breaking just as we went to air. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced that there will be no more handgun sales in Canada from now on. Canadians can no longer buy, sell, or transfer handguns and cannot bring newly acquired handguns into the country. It's a mahi dictum est, I guess, is what's going on out there. And I'm sure Joe Biden is saying, maybe I should just do that with these assault rifles and so forth and so on, which is kind of amazing. I mean, Canada used to be, you know, considered much more gun-friendly. You know, a lot of hunting up there, a lot of sportsman activities and so forth and so on. Now, CNN has hired firearms expert Stephen Gutowski as an analyst. This has triggered a huge fury from gun control activists. They're having a total meltdown out there saying, no, you can't put anybody on TV who says guns are okay and safe and gun safety and everything. No, you can't do that. Guns are bad. Guns are bad. You got to, that's the message. Guns are bad. And no, people are bad. Okay, let's deal with the bad people and leave the good people alone. That would be my attitude on this one. Meanwhile, in Iowa, a school board has voted to allow some teachers and staff to carry guns on campus. They're going to go through a gun safety course, you know, training and so forth, which is definitely essential. And so they're definitely, you know, that's going to put out the word. You know, there are armed teachers and staff in this school. If you are a crazy whose brain is melted down on prescription antidepressants or you're working undercover for the FBI, just turn around and go someplace else and leave us alone here. Now, over in New York, U.S. District Judge John Sinatra issued a temporary restraining order against the state of New York, blocking a law that prohibits people from carrying guns in houses of worship. Now, remember, there have been mass shooting incidents in houses of worship, and the same logic would apply there. If you're looking at a church and saying, well, there might be somebody in there carrying a gun, I'm going to go off and maybe go see a movie instead. So that's it. That's creating a credible deterrent. And it doesn't mean you got to pull the trigger. It doesn't mean there's going to be a gunfight at the OK Corral. I mean, the one time I had to scare off an intruder in my home with a firearm, I didn't have to pull the trigger, for which I'm immensely grateful, I have to add. And that's it. It's just the possibility. Okay. All right. There's the music. It is time to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.